So you are preparing for a divorce and you're nervous and you're overwhelmed because you are divorcing somebody really difficult. So naturally you think, I need a shark. I need a pit bull attorney. Or do you? That's coming up on today's mini episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stogsdill, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport, we're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce. Okay, so the age-old question, do I hire a shark?
When I hear shark, I think of there are a few people in my industry that makes me just cringe, truly. And I'm sure if any other divorce lawyers are hearing this, that are good divorce lawyers, when they hear the word shark, they're like, oh, hell no. Because I think it's so tempting.
Who are you talking about?
I will never disclose that.
Name
them. That was...
Name them.
Well, what you did was...
Never. But I want to tell you, when I hear the word shark, and most people do, it makes me cringe because what I think about is, oh my gosh, it's just going to make your life so much more difficult. You are going to spend so much more money. And for what? For what? A good divorce lawyer should be able to go to court when necessary, but really be creative and have your best interests in mind and getting the case done. That is not a shark. A shark is somebody who's making a ton of money, your money, because all they're doing is being difficult and being a complete lunatic. And yeah, it might feel good for a minute when that's happening to your ex because that's what you want. But when you get that first bill and you're no closer to getting divorced at all and there are no creative solutions, that's when you should be coming to your senses and saying, oh, did I make the wrong decision?
The way that I think that's easiest to frame that up for everyone who's listening and thinking, well, you haven't convinced me. I still kind of wanna. Yeah, you wanna because you want the person who hurt you to be punished. So it sounds really appealing to have somebody go in and say, oh, I'm going in guns blazing at that bitch, that motherfucker. Oh, I am. I'm going to eat him alive, him and his attorney. They better get ready because it may see me coming. I get it. Like, you want to feel taken care of. We've talked about this before. You're searching for a safe place. You're searching for shelter. And so naturally, if somebody's like, oh, I'll fucking kill them, you're like, great, where do I sign? Read between the lines. Killing somebody costs a lot of money. And usually, this is not like in the TV shows or in the movies or in the talking pictures. Nobody gets killed. Gone are the days where somebody gets totally annihilated, like run over by a car. That really doesn't happen anymore. So you have to know that the person whom Morgan describes and the reason why she said there's only a few of them really and we all hate them, they're dicks. And dicks are not well-liked by judges, and dicks are not well-liked by opposing counsel, which means they're not going to play ball. And if attorneys are not playing ball with each other, it is going to hit your bank account in ways you never expected.
And I'm not saying, I want to clarify, I'm not saying hire a wet blanket who sucks at their job. That is absolutely what I'm not saying. I'm saying that you should hire an attorney that has the chops, the background, exactly what you need, the strategic mind, but also isn't afraid to go to court if they have to, but that's not the first place they start. So if you're talking to an attorney and they're like, yeah, all I do is litigate, you should be thinking to yourself, whoa, 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 because our court systems are really trying to get away from the litigation aspect and really go more mediation, trying to get your case done in a meaningful, creative way. Now, that's not all the time. I get it. But the shark is so passe. It's so yesterday. It's so last year. Just don't do it. Take it from me. Don't do it. And let me tell you a story. So there is a person that I refer to, or people refer to, as a shark. The immediate response when this person comes into a case is I tell my client, buckle up, because it's going to make no sense. This person is going to be completely unreasonable. They will ultimately lose in court, but not before they waste all your time and money and your spouse's time and money. And ultimately, the outcome will be okay for you, but you're going to deal with a lot of stress and pressure and a lot of confusion, because the positions that they take make no sense. Legally, creatively, just common sense, there is no sense behind it. So what it does is it throws the case into complete chaos. It's like they demand. And when you don't give them exactly what they want because it's unreasonable, that's their opening to go to court. And what does court do? Charges you more money. So be careful about the sharks. I don't like it. I think it's a bad idea.
So listen, unless you're going to get a bigger boat, you need to look for somebody who's going to offer you strategy. You don't want a shark. You want a strategy. And like we talk about in actually one of our guides, in our How to Hire the Right Attorney guide, we talk about this. You're looking for somebody who's going to disagree with you on something. So even if you come into the door on for that consultation and you're like, listen, Brenda's a fucking nut job, and she did this and she did that, and I got to take her for everything she's worth. You need an attorney who says, okay, Chad, I hear you. And man, that does sound horrible. Here's what I'd like to propose instead of going scorched earth on Brenda. You want someone who's creative. You want someone who knows how to work with other people, and somebody who has a plan for if plan A, plan B, plan C fails and you end up in plan D, which is divorce court. You want someone who can handle all of that, or you want someone who works with a team who can handle all of that.
I'm going to leave you with one final story. So exactly what you said, Andrea, what is the playbook of a shark? What is it? I know what it is, because these people do the exact same thing. They get a client in the door. The client is emotional, like anyone listening to this, of course, and they prey on the emotions. They get the client all ramped up. They do. They smell the meat. There's blood in the water. They get the client all ramped up.
Ew.
We're doing sharks today. This is Shark Week on our podcast, clearly.
Yes. Sponsored by Natural Cycles.
Anyway, they get the client all ramped up. There's, I'm going to say it again, blood in the water. They're feeding into it. They're feeding into it under the water. And the shark is in a feeding frenzy. That's you, the client. They're freaked out. They're freaking out. They want what they want. And guess what that shark is telling the client? Yeah, I can get that for you. Of course. What, your spouse, what an asshole that person is. And they might be, but you don't need your divorce lawyer saying that and ramping you up. You need your divorce lawyer to tell you the real deal. What's going to happen if you go whatever path you take, so you can make the right decision for your case? You don't want a yes man. And I will tell you, these people who are out there that are sharks are yes men and women for a reason.
What's that reason? That they want your money?
Exactly. Exactly. And they're used to having a reputation of being unreasonable, and that just continues on that cycle. So listen, mini episode for a reason. Sharks are super exciting on the surface. Really, really poor idea. If you need more advice and more recommendations, go to our DCC, look at our attorney guide. It walks you through hiring the best attorney. And we've been getting a lot of DMs lately about attorneys in your area, people looking for referrals. We always give names out. So if you need help, we're the go-to.
Keep listening to the mini episodes. Keep listening to the full episodes. There is one coming at you on Friday, because if you're listening to this on the day it drops, then today is Wednesday. Hang in there. I know your arms are tired from doggy paddling away from the sharks, but I promise you, you are going to get to the other side of this thing.
That's right, because you have got this.
And we, my friends, have got you. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.